Good morning from Oroville. It's Monday, 26th July, 2010. The sky is overcast with intermittent sunlight, temperature range 26 to 28 degrees Celsius, humidity 64%, winds out of the southwest, and the possibility of rain in this forecast. A few days ago, one of Oroville Radio's journalists joined the list of people who've been attacked on the road. An unpaved village road at night from one point in Oroville to another, but this incident could have taken place on any road at any time of day, as has often happened to quite a few others already. Security measures, security guards, are in place. Unfortunately, they cannot be everywhere at once. Now listen to this.
If you're in state of shock, you are not in condition to go to the police station, to the security. And if it's the case of sexual assault, it's really, really hard to talk to anybody, especially men. So I'm sure there are much more cases than that. And I would actually kindly ask all of them who've been attacked that way or the other way, including men, because I know there's a lot of men and boys who were attacked, robbed the same way, but they didn't report to come forward.
So do you have, I mean, you were attacked, you were robbed?
Yes, I was robbed.
Were you knocked down off your bike?
I was beaten heavily with a big stick.
And are you of the opinion that there are a lot of incidents like this that go unreported?
Yes. Basically, I think there's an incident or two on a daily basis.
And do you feel it's in a particular area?
It is a particular area from the new creation, the temple and in front of new creation before the pond and all the way up to entrance to Orwell.
So around that bridge?
The Pichandikulam Bridge, the other temple with the horses, between Daniel's Pizzeria, a sawmill and acceptance, all the way to the curve, going to Newlands and other places. And we also know because we see them, they start hanging around in the late afternoon. They're hiding in the bushes, they're drinking, discussing and watching, observing us constantly. It's a scary thought, but it is, because I see them. I think that all of us should go down Friday, Saturday, Sunday after evening maybe, and hang out with these guys, talk with them, and help them to come to rehab, and maybe find the way, the solutions for them, maybe even start fundraising for their alcohol if that is the really thing they only need. Because none of them is hungry. None of them is robbing, assaulting other people, being hungry and not dressed, and being homeless. That is not the case. It's just about if you can have a power, a control over some other beings, if you can terrify them, if you can scare them, if you can take a little something out of them, and if maybe it's the case, if that is the woman, why don't we sexually assault her as well? And I don't think it's right. So these people really need help in many ways, but not money-wise. And maybe I'm asking you all, whoever is in Oroville in the round, come forward, let's go. Let's go and meet them, let's go and talk to them. If they're drinking, we can still hang out with them. We don't need to drink, but we can talk with them. They know us, all of us, and we know their shadows. Let's go and meet them. Because I'm working with Tamil people, and I found most of the Tamil people really well mannered, polite, respectful, helping. Some of them are really my good friends. So if 5 or 10 of them making attacks to the other people, they're actually bringing a really bad name And bad name is hard or almost impossible to clear out. So I would also ask the Tamil people to come forward to help these guys. Because out of the village of maybe population 300 to 400, if five of them are doing that and people are attacked on a daily basis, I don't think it's right. Because most of the village people are still really humble and honest people. And if you know that my neighbor kid is doing some nonsense, and if the mother is not in condition to do something, in my country we got a social welfare, I would report it. And secondly, I would talk to the kid. Hey, what's up with you? You have to do nonsense like that. What actually do you need? You need attention. You need a rehab? Or what you're looking for? I don't think it's a job, because I know that any honest Tamil person can find a job in Oroville or around the Oroville. But at least if somebody asks honestly, it can be, something can be done. Nah, even if, you know, I was thinking with the increased security, actually it's just like just answering the same aggression, the same level as it is. Carrying around with a weapon as somebody suggests me, I don't think that's an answer. Ignoring it is not also answering it. But definitely I don't feel I should be living in the fear, and I should be grounded in the house, or going out only with the escort of security or friends or taxi or whoever it is. I don't think it's right.
A newly paved road running from Matrimandir to the kindergarten, a distance of approximately 150 meters, has opened for use today. The work went on for about 2 months, which meant motorbikes, cycles, and pedestrians using the parallel cycle path. Additionally, L'Avenir d'Oroville proposes a continuation of this road from the kindergarten entrance to the junction of the Dipanam path. To do so, 5 trees will have to be cut near the kindergarten entrance, which have been marked with a cross for identification. There's 3 neem trees and 2 palmyras. The Green Group has agreed to this. Unless your vision is constantly the vision of the divine, you have not only no right but no capacity to judge the state in which others are in. To make such judgment is entirely presumptuous, and one who does have that consciousness, capable of seeing the truth in all things, that one never feels the need of judging anything whatsoever. Therefore, realize that the moment you begin to judge people, things, circumstances, you are in the most total human ignorance. Thus spake the mother. You've been listening to Oroville Radio, Marlenka on microphone, Andrea and Yahalom in studio. Questions or comments? Please contact oroville radio.org.